And Brown swings and misses 3-2. And Jesse Winker is one of the better young players in the game.
Hello.
How would you just evaluate that one for?
I just need to get 5 ups, and we got there today. So, for three starts into spring training, getting 5 ups, that's pretty solid. So, a little nervous there in the third about being able to get myself into the fifth, but we got there, and that's all that matters. And we're one spring start away, and then we get going. So, early start of the game, I was throwing a little bit more 4-seam, 2-seam, just mixing around the fastball, and then as the middle of the outing got along, we started throwing a little bit more of my arsenal, which is cutters in, sinkers away, and change up. So, started getting better, finding our footing towards the end of the outing. Middle made some good pitches, and that's baseball. That's spring. We're going to get through them, and bumps and bruises happen.
Where do you feel like your pitches, like your feel for kind of all of your pitches is?
I think it's day to day. I think my slider today was I had like 3 good sliders, but otherwise I was hanging them, so I was just a little bit behind it. So, just trying to get out in front of it a little bit more, but made a really good pitch to Fraley to strike him out. That was one of my better sliders of spring. So, definitely something to build off of for sure.
The cutter, you feel like at this point pretty comfortable with it? I know it's kind of new to you, but you feel like...
I am the guy that as soon as I figure out a new grip and I'm comfortable with it, I'm ripping it in a game, because that's the best test for how it's going to happen. So I feel comfortable. I felt comfortable with it on day one. So, and here we are outing 3, and we're feeling pretty good about it. So got some really weak contact with it, jam fly balls, weak fly balls, weak contact, ground balls. That's what I need out of the cutter is, I work quick. I try to get in and out of there as little as pitches as possible. But I'm trying to get through that outing, with as little pitches as possible. We're just trying to throw that cutter, and that's going to add to the effect. I throw a hard 4-seam in, and sometimes it kind of comes back over the plate, and now this pitch doesn't. So might be a tick or two slower, but I have to keep my arm speed up, so that kind of helps everything else with that cutter. So today I felt like that was a really good day to mask my cutter with my changeup, and at the end of the outing I really focused on that, and that was probably the best outlook for what I can expect during the season. So we'll see how it goes on in my next start.
Random question, but you guys aren't doing some teams are trying out that pitch technology thing. Like, have you heard
about
that?
Oh, the sign thing. I haven't worked with it yet. Okay. I know we have a version of it, I think Dalton and Paul Blackburn have used it. I've heard good things out of the windup, out of the stretch. It might be a little slower, but other than that, I've heard good things. And so, if that can help, speed up the game, or it's not necessarily speeding up the game, it's just kind of protecting your signs and protecting your arsenal. So, but then there's still stuff that we got to do as pitchers to cover those things up. So, I think it's going to be a step in the right direction. I think there's a lot of kinks that need to be worked out, though.
You haven't tried it yet?
I haven't tried it yet, no. Not that I haven't wanted to. It's just more so just timing and everything. So,
still a little ways away, but with the first series being in Philadelphia, do you look forward to that a little more?
I love my time in Philadelphia, and I didn't really have much success there, but I loved the city. I loved being able to, and enjoy that team. There's good guys over there, so excited to see those guys again. But other than that, I'm ready to go back there and pitch well. If I line up on that, I don't know how it's going to line up yet. So if I do line up, I'm excited for the opportunity to pitch against the old club. There's always, there's always something you want to do. You always want to have that chip on your shoulder because they're the one that traded you away. And so, there's obviously no hard feelings on my end, but at the same time, I still want to go out and put on a good, you know, put on a good outing in my first start of the year.
You saw obviously Jed coming back last year on the minor league deal and played a role that he did for us this season.
Yeah.
What are just sort of the what's the optimism that you can do something like that again?
Jed's a clubhouse guy, and I'm excited to have him back. Enjoyed my time with him last year. Excited to get to know him more, his family more this year. And, you know, he's a warrior on that field. I mean, he might be a little older. I'm not sure how him or Vogt compare in terms of the age bracket. But they're leaders, you know, and you want those guys on your team to – and he's been in the game long enough that he has a lot to teach us young guys. And I know he's a position player, but, you know, his mind in and at bat can help a pitcher a lot. So, you know, bouncing things off him was beneficial for me a little bit last year. And I'm going to pick his brain a little bit more this year because I know him a little bit better. So there's always that uneasiness, not only when you're traded, but, you know, got an older guy on your team, you know, having conversations like that. So I'm looking forward to picking his brain a little bit more.
That was good.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.